podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right. I truly believe is right.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio on this glorious, glorious Boxing Saturday. It is Floyd Mayweather versus Conor McGregor. And we are live here for fight day, and we just can't wait for this excitement. It's 6:41 Eastern time, and in a couple of minutes here, we will be getting some actual fights on the Fox telecast, if it hasn't already started, and then we'll get into the big one. Conor McGregor taking on the world's self-proclaimed TBE. I got my co-host with me all the way out in the Golden State. We're going to head on out to Matt, the Hipster Hunter.
Dollar DiBiase Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How you feel about it?
Fuck that. Conor McGregor.
BoxingVoice.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout now. When the main thing is, I just want the guy.
BoxingVoice.com.
Yes, the hipster's here. Haters beware. We're back. It's D-Day. It's here. Like, we have Mayweather McGregor and literally T-minus, what, 4 hours till they walk out to the ring? I mean, it's the day. It's the day where we should feel the most hype. It's the day where the culmination of months and months of buildup. Man, what are the numbers going to be? And again, I know a lot of people don't like talking about the numbers on our show because there are a lot of boxing purists on this show, and I understand that completely. But this event isn't about boxing purism. This event is about the numbers. So what are the numbers? Is it going to break the Mayweather-Pacquiao record of pay-per-view buys? Most people I've been talking to are saying yes. So, I mean, this is just a mega event. What I'm very curious about, is this a record-breaking event? Is this an event we're going to always hold up as this is what every other boxing fight and every other MMA fight has to get to if they want to break records in terms of numbers? And this may be that. So can't wait to chop it up with everyone, and can't wait to get the callers.
You know, it's interesting, man, because I know a lot of people are not expecting big numbers due to streaming and how, you know, bad that's been. But Showtime has cracked down on around 40 streaming sites already, Matt. And they're not letting up. They're not going to allow. Well, you know, not that they're not going to.
Well, they did this with Mayweather-Pacquiao. I'll put it this way. This might incriminate me and some people. But in my fraternity, back in my college days, when Mayweather-Pacquiao did happen, we had like 400 people in our fraternity house. And because we were technically on a business contract, it would cost over $3,000. To buy the pay-per-view, so we couldn't do that, obviously. So we're trying to stream that fight on all these illegal sites, and all of us college-age kids that know all the sites, know how to, we were struggling. We barely got shitty streams to work.
Yeah, but that was before Facebook Live.
But still, you don't think they can shut that down, too? You don't think?
I mean, look, you don't think to talk about that. You're right. I hope that they can. All I wanted to do, I just wanted to note that, you know, Steven Espinosa and Showtime are doing what they can to crack down on it. What I do want is your prediction and the world's prediction. Everyone that calls in, you know, the number 1-425-569-5241. Let us know your prediction. How many pay-per-view buys do you think that we see with this Mayweather-McGregor super fight? Now, just keep in mind that the fight with Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather did around 4 point something.
It was 4.6. I can look that up right fast, though.
All right. And while we wait for him to get the exacts, we know that it's around 4. What do you think Mayweather-McGregor is going to do?
4.6. It was 4.6.
4.6 was Mayweather-Pacquiao. Before we get into exact numbers on what we think Mayweather-McGregor is going to do, I want to know, have you found a number on the amount of Irish people that came to Las Vegas? Because no. I've seen videos of what looked like a sea of Irish people. And I'm just wondering, you know, people are really coming out for this fight. People are really talking about this fight. Casuals in the supermarkets, at the water coolers, not in your ordinary places. You know, look, I sent you an email from Spirit Airlines. I'm so happy we're doing this show so that I can mention that, because I feel ecstatic to be a boxing fan. I am a true purist boxing fan. And to see that even Spirit Airlines is using the Mayweather-McGregor and the Sergey Dervishenko fight from last night as propaganda in selling tickets to go to Las Vegas and other places, it just touched my heart, because gone were the days of boxing getting big, you know, deal endorsements or being talked about with the casuals. And now here you have things like that happening due to the magnitude of this fight. So I'm going to go outside the box when I make my prediction. I'm not going to stay inside the box. I'm not going to care about Facebook Live and all the illegal ways that people can get to this fight. Because guess what? I bought this fight maybe 5 days ago already.
I know a lot of people like that, to be honest.
Exactly. Like, some of us, I don't know, I'm an older demographic than you, right? You're younger than me. You're probably looking at it like, I'm not paying $100 for this shit. And you get together with your homies and you know, you hit a spliff, you watch the fight, it's all good. I'm older, you know, so I bought it in advance, you know? I bought it in advance. I'm like, yo, I don't want nobody around.
Come on, do you say spliff because, like, do you think spliffs are like hipster things to smoke?
I'm just
okay.
I'm older again. Spliff is shit we used to say back in the day.
Anyways, so what's your number?
Oh, we getting right into that? Because you didn't give me a number of how many Irish people it was, because I think
I've been trying to look it up and I cannot find any number.
Yeah, I felt like that might have affected my number. I know. So, can you hold me to any number I might have said during the buildup? Because I know I went high with this, and I plan to continue to go high, to be honest with you.
You know me, man. We do so many shows. I can't remember a specific number you gave. I think you said definitely over Mayweather Pacquiao.
Yes.
You definitely said more than that.
Yeah, I'm going to go with eclipsing Pacquiao. So to eclipse Pacquiao, he's got to do at least double, right? Doing six isn't enough. Six isn't enough.
So you're talking about like 9.2 million.
Before I go to my number, since we have another host here in the Garden State, we're talking to Doomsday the Amateur. What's going on, Doomy Dooms? What's going on, fellas? Your mic seems not to be connected properly. Adjust that. We'll do another sound check. But all right, so I guess we are going to have to go to numbers. Matt, you first then.
You were giving your prediction. Why are you fucking jumping to me?
Because I was buying time. All right. Fuck, where's the Jeopardy soundbite when you need it?
No, I'll go. My number, here's the thing. Because I have to consider Facebook Live. I have to consider illegal streaming. When you're talking about Game of Thrones, right, one of the biggest TV shows of all time, they do 15 million views live that are legit, and then you hear about 95 million torrents downloads. You're talking about a ratio that is ginormous towards the side of illegal streaming. So
how much does it affect pay-per-view buys, in your opinion, Matt?
It's going to affect it drastically, but this can still break the record. That's the crazy part. That this fight does seem, I wouldn't say astronomically bigger than Mayweather-Pacquiao, but it does. It really does feel like
it is, bro.
More people care about this.
They're more excited, man.
This is one of those events where it's, you really don't care about who wins and who loses. You just want to say, I watch this. You want to you want to make sure that when you're around the water cooler on Monday for work, you can talk about this. This is that type of cultural event, not only in America, but maybe even around the world. It's that big.
Sort of like when Rocky Balboa fought Hulk Hogan in the movie, right?
No, get the fuck out of here, dude.
It's like a spectacle, bro. That you know the essence of what I'm trying to tell you. People want to see the spectacle. That's why a lot of people are gravitating there outside the sports as well. You know, this is going
to You have soccer moms caring about this. You have grandpas. Guys, grandma's caring about this.
That's the funniest thing. And you're right. There are a lot of women that want to see this particular fight.
A lot. Whenever you get that the women demographic in combat sports, it instantly jumps the numbers. It does. It just really does. Because that demographic really isn't usually in combat sports or interested in combat sports.
Damaging is a draw, guys? How damaging is a draw?
What? No.
What? No. That doesn't happen. That's not going to happen. So
I'm just saying that's the only way to do it again for more money.
No, you can do it again.
How could you do it again if this guy's not competitive?
I mean, if it's a close fight.
Hold on. You didn't stipulate that if this guy's not competitive. You just said there's no way you can do it again. There are ways that you could do this fight again. It could be close. It could be competitive. It could be a 12-round decision. There could be controversy. Maybe there's a headbutt. Maybe there's
upset of the elbow.
Maybe the disqualification. There's a lot of maybe McGregor wins. I mean, there's a lot of things that are maybes. I'm not saying it happens, but there's a lot of maybes, a lot of possibilities. Even if you have a less than 1% chance, it's still a chance. Like, I'm not of the line of Max Kellerman. Max Kellerman went on Deza Samuro on Vice and said, there is a 0% chance of McGregor winning. Like, that's false. That's an argument
that I was having with Nessa the other day on the back end. I was telling Nessa, like, it's not that I believe that there's a certain percentage that Conor might win. It's just that there's a puncher's chance. I don't know what that means. It means something to different people, I guess. But what I'm saying is
that can mean less than literally 1%. And yeah, for some, it can mean 20%. But exactly.
So it's like argumentative, and it really just falls on that level of just debating on it. But yeah, I still feel like, you know, with the movement and all that, even though, you know, by percentage on paper, he has to lose. You know what I mean? There's always that puncher's chance, and it's like you can't argue that. It's just either it happened or it doesn't. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that McGregor's
puncher's chance.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and say McGregor's going to break down, you know, Floyd. Nah, it's not going to happen that way.
Showtime did a great job of having Mayweather-McGregor content. So, obviously, I've never seen McGregor fights. Highlights, yes, but never full fights.
Wait, hold on. We were talking last night off air about you, like, oh, man, they have all these on-demand fights on my box or whatever, so I can watch them. And I told you, hey, watch McGregor DS2, and he said, okay, I'm starting.
This guy's dying tonight. Find your boy a coffin, B. It's over.
Body bag season.
Dude, body bag, man, they're going to have to get him out of there in a stretcher, B. Let me tell you something. I watched that Nate Diaz fight, and I laughed. He went 5 rounds with this dude, and Diaz was tired. Now, let me tell you, Connor's got some skills, though, the way that he digs to the body. He's got a good, you know, he almost looks like fucking Mayweather with his pull counter left hand, right? But are you kidding me? He's being hit a lot. I mean, no way. He's got to have dynamite in his hands, and guess what? He doesn't. Yes, I've seen the statistics. He's dropped every opponent.
Smaller guys, in my opinion.
I hear you. He's dropped every opponent, Doomsday. It's all good. But those are little ass gloves I'm watching the fight. Their hands are open sometimes, dude. Like, and then Diaz, he was dead ass tired. I guess that weed is fucking with him for real, bro. Like, he wasn't doing shit in there. Half his punches were slappy and wide open. Hands wide open.
Well, that's a stock and slap.
Yeah, he was slapping.
Yeah, that's literally a move that he does to demoralize people.
That's more like, I'm fucking tired, so tired I can't even make a fist. That's why Connor's putting me on my freaking art. Yeah,
yeah, Nate Diaz arguably won that fight. I don't know what you're talking
arguably
about.
Arguably won. Shit, not what I watch, unless they edited the footage I seen and took all the good parts out.
He was getting chipped on the
only reason he lost the fight is because of the three knockdowns in the first round. That's automatic 10-8.
First of all, he lost based on points with all them damn knockdowns. The boy can't even stay on his feet, and Connor did excellent work with the front leg kick. Back leg kick to his front leg. He ruined his leg. But then he was on crutches himself, which was still an amazing feat in itself, because it's like, yo, he sacrificed. He knew he was giving up the leg. But again, still going back and watching his stand-up game with some dude who is known in the MMA world as a good boxer. Okay, as a, and I'm using air quotes, all right, motherfuckers who ain't watching on YouTube, and if you all hit that thumbs up, air quotes, all right, good boxer. Floyd Mayweather.
I will not let you sit here and disrespect the national treasure that is Nate Diaz.
You're crazy, bro.
Daniel Lane.
Yo, Nate Diaz and Floyd Mayweather, they do not belong in the same set.
They don't.
You're crazy.
Neither does Conor McGregor. Neither does Conor McGregor. Nobody belongs in that conversation. That's the fucking issue.
Yo, how was Nate putting his hands up like that? Yo, he's horrible. You know what that is? See, I'm from the East Coast too. Let me tell you what we call that. And hey, listen, Doomsday, you're from the Garden State, so you've heard this term. That motherfucker was slapboxing while Connor was punching. You know what I'm saying? Connor's putting him on his ass, and he gets up and starts slapping him a little bit. I mean, yo, I've never seen no ridiculous shit.
Nate's a polarizing character. You know what I mean? He does, him and his brother, they do certain shit nobody else does. I mean, you saw what his brother did to Anderson Silva. I mean, he literally just fucking took a nap in the middle of the octagon on him. You know, this is the stuff they do to get into their opponent's heads. But, I mean, as far as Nate being a boxer, I mean, he can box. You know, he spars with
Andre Ward.
He spars with Andre Ward.
All right,
Ward.
Scale of 1 to 10. What's Nate? And keep in mind, my next question is scale of 1 to 10. What's 10?
Hold on.
Listen to the question clearly. I said scale of 1 to 10. What is Nate? And keep in mind, before you answer, my next question is going to be, what the fuck is Floyd?
Yeah, he is 7. He is 7 to me.
Holy shit! Nate Diaz is a 7?
Yeah, I'm gonna say he's a 7.
Man, you're fucking boxing.
You know why? You know,
privileges.
No, because I
gunshots for this motherfucker.
I've seen Nate.
7.
Fire!
Are you serious?
But this.
Now, what weight is he? What weight was that? 175.
Next.
Who rounds with Sullivan
Barrera? I need to clear something up for you on this before we go on with this debate. Right? Is the fact that don't judge Nate by his boxing in MMA. You know what I'm saying? You asked me if Nate was a good boxer and what did I rate him at? I rate him at 7 in a boxing ring. Now,
if you see him spar pros, which you can on YouTube.
Yeah, in boxing, pure boxing. We're not talking about him smacking around people with the Stockton slap because that was terrible. You know, in his performance as a boxer specifically, I'd have to rank him as a 7. If you look at some of his tape and some of his movement, he's a forward pressure fighter. He's not super impressive. He's not elusive or anything like that.
He could beat Chavez Jr.
Yeah, but he's like a Chavez Jr. moving forward, high volume, but good body puncher. But I, like I said, I can't judge him by that because he hasn't stepped into that square ring, which is the boxing ring. You know, I could judge him by his octagon performances, and I'd say that his boxing, you know, the thing is, like, different stance, different movements, different sports, and this is why we're judging this fight so hard, because Conor McGregor is coming in, and even though he had a boxing background, he's been used to these movements. How long do you really need to prepare, especially for the best? We're talking about the best of our era right now. So that's why we're judging him so hard. You know?
Our era?
Floyd. Yeah. He's the best boxer of our era. I mean, anybody else that can say the things that, or boast about the things that Floyd can boast about, I don't know any other boxer. 5-division champion, you know, multi-millionaire, most highest paid. Successful in and out of the ring. I mean, I could go on and on about all his accolades. So, yeah, you could say the best boxer of our era. Most accomplished.
Very quickly, I'm definitely not going to agree with Nate Diaz being a 7 if Floyd Mayweather's on that scale as well. Because then Floyd would be a 20.
We usually put Floyd on his own scale. Yeah, Canelo's team, even like he's the best boxer in this world and other worlds.
Like Nate Diaz could beat C-level guys, maybe. on a good night.
Match him up with the Ghost. Let's match up Nate Diaz with the Ghost. Wouldn't that
The Ghost is 5'4 and 140 pounds. Let's not do that.
Give me a second.
You know, I just think that, again, I can't agree with that 7 rating for Nate Diaz. I think Nate Diaz is much lower for Floyd Mayweather's on that list or that rating system as well. I don't agree with that.
Tell me about it. 7, that is high.
Bro. Now, again, like
that's
I said.
High, all right, so let me ask you this, Ness.
I'm a Nate Diaz fan. I got Nate Diaz on my intro.
Let me ask both of you this. Then who's a 7?
Who's a
in
7?
Boxing?
In boxing, give me a guy who's a 7.
All right, but let's make it easy.
John Porter.
If you want to go ahead and 7? Porter, I score him higher than that.
Yeah, I think Danny Garcia. 7.
Are you crazy?
Whoa.
What'd he say?
He said, Danny, this guy's going to get beat up out there.
Bro's an 8.
Bro, so you're calling some of the top guys in our sport 7s right now, you know?
What do you think a 7 is? Do you think 7's a C?
Hey.
It's not. No, it's not. This isn't fucking elementary school, motherfucker.
Elementary school, motherfucker. This ain't fucking.
Anything below a 5 is an F. So no, get the fuck out of
here. This ain't the CQ.
No, average, bro. 5 is average.
If we're using grades, let's use grades. You said numbers, dude, motherfucker.
5 is average, bro.
Yeah.
Average.
No, 5 is not average.
5 is not really average. 5 is like, you just barely made it. You just barely made average.
5 is a guy that you see on undercards is a guy barely above a club. Like that, that's a 5 is a C-level fighter. A 5 is a C-level fighter, in my opinion.
Nah, a 7 could be a C, man.
No, I don't agree with that. Again.
No, listen, 6-7 is a C.
No, because again, nine, we're using the 1 to 10 scale. We're not using A, B, C, and D. You're using two different systems. You're using two different systems.
How about we stop doing algebra and we just, you know,
we just figured. I don't know why this is so hard for you guys to understand.
You fucking took me to fucking quadratic equation right now. In reality, though, we're gonna rate Nate where he is. He's not in the sport of boxing. He's in MMA. We know that in the gyms, sparring Andre Ward, he does pretty good. You know, he's good work, you know. Is he a fucking pure boxer? No way. I mean, he had a lot to say about Floyd and you know, and a lot of the fans that, you know, the boxing fans, because, you know, a lot of the boxing fans are truly writing off Conor McGregor. He had some things to say about that. I don't know if you were privy to that, Matt, you know, him talking about how Conor McGregor, you know.
You know what? I want to play this audio. Since he's talking about audio, I have some audio here from obviously UK Rob. Where is that? That was some interesting stuff from Connor. I was actually happy to hear that. See if you guys can catch it and make it out. You know what? Let me just screen share this as well to make it better. The air by. All right, what do we got here? So, zoom in. Yo, we got to pause it because some of this stuff is just too good to, and I'll probably forget. He said, I'm going to make you beg me to follow the rules. I love that. That's going to be some of that rough stuff that Floyd needs. You got to get him out of his comfort zone. And then Floyd must have touched his hand because Conor was getting a little, you know, a little antsy at the face off. And Floyd touched his hand. He was like, touch me again. I'll break your fucking nose. I mean, are you watching this shit or what?
Yeah. Nah, you know what it is? Mayweather had his hands in front of him, kind of created a barrier. And, you know, as Conor kind of, you know, approached him a little closer, he ran into those hands. And then you could tell Mayweather kind of just like raised his hand, but he still had it down there. You know, he does this with everybody, Conor. You know, this is what he does. He tries to get a rise out of his opponent, you know, get him to that level, sort of like what he did to Aldo. Remember, Matt? Got him all roused up. Fucking Aldo came out that fucking gate like a fucking pit bull and ran into one of those fucking night trains and nighty night. But I don't feel like Mayweather's looking at this guy like, yeah, I've been here, done that. Mayweather, he doesn't let known what how much Conor is getting under his skin. I think he is getting under his skin, just doesn't show it as much, you know.
All right, let's go back to this audio. How is this sounding for you, Matt? I know you're an audio snob like me. Is it worth playing?
I'll put it this way. If you're just listening to the audio podcast, please go over to YouTube so you can at least see the subtitles. It does make it easier. But I think this is good because, again, these are usually stuff when you're watching live that you can't hear because they're not really mic'd up for the live stream.
This audio is not exclusive, though. Many people have seen this audio.
So I'm not saying it's sure. exclusive. You're not listening to me. I'm saying when you're watching it live on the live stream, they are not mic'd up. You see it usually after the fact. So that's why if you're just watching this live and then you never watch the weigh-ins again, you don't hear this audio, but you always wonder, what did they say to each other when they're that close? So please go to YouTube so you can see the subtitles so it's a little bit easier to hear.
Yeah, no, I wasn't arguing with you. What I was just mentioning to the people who don't know, this is not exclusive. You can go ahead on YouTube and find this.
49, you look about 160 and low. You look down now.
Yo, he said you're 149, you look 160, you're blown out. But I think that comes from the inexperience in boxing. I mean, Floyd looks marvelous, to be honest with you. I didn't expect him to look that muscular, and I didn't think 2 pounds and a couple of ounces, 2 pounds, 6 ounces could do that. I mean, he looks heavier. He does. I mean, when Conor says he looks 160, I guess he's right? Thinking about it, because his chest looks bulkier. His abs look thicker. No? Matt's shaking his head here. Like,
nah, bro, I did kind of see him.
I saw them 2 weeks ago, man. Like, no. Come on.
I saw him a little round in the shoulders.
And what are you telling me? That when we were in Vegas, Floyd didn't look big? He looked
strong, look 160. Bro. He didn't look 160, bro. Come on.
Oh, no. I mean, because he's short.
No, it's not. You can be muscular. And because you're so short, you don't weigh that much. Let's be honest. Floyd walks around 155, maybe 160 if he's eating a big meal that day. Like Floyd's a small guy. Like let's just be honest here. He wears fucking 3-inch heels. Like, come on.
Whoa, you're so disrespectful. There's the Conor fan coming out of him, bro. Conor says he wears heels. Now all of a sudden, Floyd wears heels, huh?
I'm just saying. Every time we see them, his height's different.
Listen, let's wrap this one up. Open up these phone lines. Get these people's predictions on how many pay-per-view buys does this one do? Keep in mind, Mayweather Pacquiao did 4.6 million. I'm going out on a limb. They're going to do double, man. They're going to at least come in at 8, man. At least 8 to 10, bro. I will be happy, though, with 5-7. But I'm gonna hope big. I'm gonna dream big. I know people are gonna say, hell no, they're gonna stream this. No one's paying for this. Everybody knows the outcome. But I just think the world needs a great white hype, and Conor has been the best thus far. So they're gonna come out the masses to buy this one. They wanna see what's gonna happen. Listen, just like you are watching this freaking video, hit that thumbs up button. If it's gray, you're doing the job absolutely wrong. It has to be blue. Hit the thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of the show. It gets new people in front of this show the way that you are here, and we get new callers. So, I'm gonna go with from happy. I'm happy at 5-7. Expectations for the betterment of boxing, 8-10, so that it could double and eclipse Pacquiao.
Doomsday, you can give yours.
What happened?
You want to give your prediction?
I'm sorry, guys. I'm paying attention to the chat right now. This is crazy.
Prediction on how many pay-per-view buys.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm looking at. I mean, Hugo Cielo saying 1.5 to 5 mil.
That's a huge range. You can't give a 5 million.
I know.
Come on, what the fuck?
That is huge.
I mean, that it's definitely going to do more than the I think it'll do more than the Canelo. You know,
more than the Canelo is only 2.2.
Yeah, but the thing is that I'm going to keep it within that range just because. Yeah, I'm going to say 3.5. And the reason I'm saying that is because, you know, one of the reasons Matt brought up that Torrance might affect this. Being as though we don't know how many people, you know, how many hardcores are going to buy this. You know what I'm saying? We don't know who's really going to be diehard buying these things. So I
think there's more hardcores like me and Matt than there are these fake hardcores that claim to be hardcores in our streaming. I swear. You know, if you're a hardcore, you love the sport. And if you love the sport, you can't deal with streams and ads and pop-ups and jigginess and fucking fidgety. You crazy?
Did he miss a word?
but if your screen is fucking going like this when you're trying to watch Mayweather land the perfect shot, you know, you don't even need to be watching this sport. You don't.
I mean, could we? So what? Combine Conor's highest with Mayweather's highest pay per view buys? I don't know,
man. You use your own algorithm, like, but let's go. What is the good to?
Like, okay, well, you know what, man? I'm gonna go ahead and stay at 4 million then. 4 million buys.
He said I'm gonna go ahead and stay, but he started at 3.5. He upped to 5,000.
I'm gonna do that.
All right. 4 mil. What about you, hippity hippity hipster?
I don't know. I do think it's gonna be bigger than Mayweather Pacquiao. I feel like that's for sure. I feel like this fight does seem bigger in a lot of ways, unfortunately, even though that fight meant so much more to the sport of boxing in a lot more ways. This is doing tops 6 million. I can see like 5.5 to 6 million. I can see that, which would be astronomical. You're talking about, you know, what, $700-800 million of gross revenue, and that's only in the U.S. pay-per-view market. That's not UK pay-per-view. That's not international streaming distribution. That's nothing like that money, which is hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions more. Whatever it is, we do know that the number of the people that are actually watching it is 10 times more, 100 times more. You know, if it's 5 million people, 5 million pay per view buys, we know that 50 million people watch this in the U.S. Like that would be sort of the ratio you would have to sort of like get to. Like this would be bigger than the Super Bowl. This would be bigger than the Super Bowl this year. That's how big of a cultural event this is.
Well, all right, let's get to the sponsors, and then we're gonna go out to the callers. This should only take you 15 seconds to tell us your pay per view prediction. If you're watching this on YouTube, which there are a lot of you, hit that thumbs up button. Make sure that it's not gray, it's blue. Helps with the visibility of the show. Share this on your social media. We're going to go out to the callers in just a second.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Going out to the UK, David Beanie, talk to me.
Hey, guys. just one quick thing. Eddie Hearn reckons that this is going to break the UK pay-per-view record, which was obviously Joshua Klitschko, which is on at prime time here. This is on at 5 in the morning. So that's kind of based on that scale in the US. I reckon it can do 7 million buys.
All right, David, thanks for calling in. We're going out to our great friend Rob in the UK.
DBRC Productions.
BJ was going to beat me, didn't you? You predicted it's going to be. He lost his match.
Why isn't Wilder sold out 90,000? This guy has been pro for like 8 years, 9 years. If Wilder wants some of his work, he can definitely get it on ASAP.
BoxingVoice.com.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
What's up?
Robbie,
just thought let you know. Hey,
what's up, Rob?
Yeah, what's up, Jamie? How's that weight going? Anyway, make it quick. Yeah, I think it's going to do 7.5, and obviously, I think a lot in the UK are going to be buying it because it's so cheap here, obviously compared to you guys. But I'm going to go with 7.5.
All right, Rob. Thanks for calling in. We're going to go out to the 317. Matt, are you there? Is that not Superman? Damn. 317. First time caller. 317-731. 317-731. Going once. Going out to Los Angeles.
Mr. Info Joe.
Tell the truth, yo. Tell the truth.
This portion of the show we call Houston Knows, presented by my brother.
Tell the truth, yo. Tell the truth.
What's up, my boxing brothers? TBV. Yo. I think it's going to do about 6 But tell you the truth, man, I'm just really in awe on everywhere I go. Went to the car wash, went to the grocery store, went to the liquor store. Everybody's talking about this fight, man. This shit is crazy. I'm arguing with this dude at the car wash about him picking McGregor, man. This shit is so, whoever, they did a great, awesome fucking job of promoting this fight, man. I'm in awe, man, to tell you the truth. For it to be not a boxing match, it's off the chain, man. It's off the fucking charts everywhere I go, literally. I'm not bringing it up. They're bringing it up. And I'm having to chime in and talk to them. But I think about six, and I'm headed over to JP's from Long Beach House, and we're going to chill and watch it and blaze some blunts and have some drinks, man. Hope everybody listening have a great time tonight and be safe. Peace.
All right, Info Joe, thanks for calling in. As always, we're going out to the 201-705. First-time caller, 201-705. First-time caller?
Hello?
Yes. 201, go on once. All right. Going out to Amin in New Jersey. Talk to me.
Yo, I think the fight is going to do 6.8. And right now, you know what I mean? It's going to do 6.8. I'm thinking about adding Nevada. Ness, I know you can feel me. I got to debate whether or not I'm going to drive from Elizabeth all the way down to Somerset or whether I'm going to just bite the bullet and just do it at the house. You know what I mean?
Oh, man. I mean, this is probably going to end late, I mean. So I don't know. It depends how well you do driving at night. I don't know. Might as well stay in Elizabeth.
You got a ringer.
816 Kansas City Mac, talk to me. You got, what's your prediction?
Yo, sure, it's almost like the last caller said, man. I know I got 15 seconds. At first, I thought this was a circus, but it looks like it's gonna turn out to be. I'm not gonna buy the pay per view, but I'm gonna go to the movie theater and see. I'm gonna try and switch it up and do something different. 12 rounds, Mayweather get the win. If the knockout's there, take it. Kansas City Mac, I'm out. Mayweather money team.
Yo, we need a pay-per-view buy number. That's the prediction we want. How many pay-per-views?
That's what I was saying. I said six.
Oh, six. All right. Kansas City Mac, thanks for calling in. Remember, we're looking for your pay-per-view buy prediction. Does it do 1 million, 2 million, 3 million, 4 million? Remember that Mayweather Pacquiao did 4.6 million. What ringer's on the charts, Matt?
Bruiser the Cruiser.
What's going on, brother?
Hey, what's going on, TBV? Hey, no chance in hell am I going to pay for this fight, but I'm going to go to a buddy. My prediction on the subscriptions, man, I'd probably stay sick. It'll do better than Mayweather Pack did. As far as prediction on the fight, hey, Connor's going to come out, a lot of energy, throwing a lot of punches, trying to get inside. Man, the UFC meatheads are going to get all excited. Hey, he's going to probably have some times where he's sitting there and trying to draw Floyd to him and trying to play some chicken stuff. But guess what, man? About the seventh round, he's going to start getting he's going to be done. He ain't going to go out on his back. But, man, they're not going to let him get embarrassed. His face will probably be, you know, dinged up good, man. But, hey, the body's going to get worked. Hey, money made. Let's go.
Bruiser, thanks for calling in. We're going to Sam in Norwalk, Connecticut. Talk to us. 15 seconds. How many pay-per-view buys? Sam, go on once.
I'm telling you, this prediction is like a quadratic equation.
847-338. 847-338.
How's it going?
What's up, brother?
I got to say, I'm a big fan of the show. You're doing a great job, my man.
First-time caller?
5 million views, I'm guessing. Yes, sir.
What's your name, brother? Where are you calling from?
5 million views. Call over out of Chicago, Illinois.
Call from Chicago. You're saying 5 million views, my friend. 5 million views. We got you. Thank you for your prediction. Call from Chicago, Illinois. We're going to our very own IG master, Alex Lemon. I won't
deny it. Dollar DiBiase Productions.
Come with me. Hail Mary.
one quick see what do we have here now.
Yes, sir.
BoxingVoice.com.
What's up, fellas? Yeah, man, I'm outside barbecuing, getting ready for this mega event. I say 8 million, maybe more, man. I'm about to do Haters Beware. Shout out to Matt.
All right, Alex. Well, thanks for calling in. 8 mil, that's right on par with me. We need a couple more people. At least Matt came in at 6. That's right. That's my other 5-7 prediction. We're going to the 609-457. 609-457, first-time caller.
Yo, yes, first-time caller. East Coast J, South Jersey.
What's going on, East Coast J? Give us your prediction. Yo, how many pay-per-view buys?
Two, man. Double or nothing. 8. I'm going with 8.
Nice. All right.
Eight, man. I'm going with you, man. All the casuals are going to be buying this like crazy. They love McGregor. They're going with this guy, and they're just going to be buying it like crazy. Like the last car called, and the grocery store is everywhere. They're talking about McGregor. And everybody 18 to 25 is talking about Mayweather McGregor. So I'm going with 8.
All right. East Coast Jay, thanks for calling in. We're going to John in Dallas. We need your prediction, my friend. How many pay-per-view buys?
I'd say 5 million. I think it's going to be 5 million because people actually think that Conor McGregor has a really, really good shot of winning this fight. And all I have to say to those people is I have to quote Floyd Mayweather Sr. and say, you don't know shit about boxing.
John, thanks for calling in. We're going out from Dallas to Orlando. Randy. You got 15 seconds, brother. What's your prediction?
I think Conor McGregor is going to get knocked the fuck out, plain and simple.
How many pay-per-view buys?
Say. That's about it, bro.
How many pay-per-view buys does it do?
Six mil.
All right, brother. 601-601-817. 601-817. First-time caller?
Yes.
How many pay-per-view buys?
Hello?
Yes.
I don't think I'll buy it.
But let me say something to y'all. Subscribe to my YouTube channel.
201-201-705. 201-705. First time
caller?
Yeah. Listen. It's
what's your name, brother? Where you calling from?
Rob from Jersey City.
Rob from Jersey City. Listen, how many pay-per-view buys? We're looking for pay-per-view buy prediction, not fight prediction. You missed that show.
Slightly more than the Pac fight because there's just too many free fights out there to watch this fight. I'm not
okay. Mayweather Pacquiao did 4.6. You got to give us a number. Let's go. We want numbers.
About five.
Five mil. Rob in the what you said? Rob in Jersey City.
Jersey City, yeah.
Rob and Jersey City, thanks for calling in. Matt, you doing your job over there? 408-881. You're up. First time caller?
Hey, first time caller.
What's your name, brother? Where you calling from?
So, Ricardo from San Jose, California. Yeah, I think it's going to do 4.9, and I think it's going to break the record, but not for much.
All right, brother, 4.9. That's only 300,000 more than Mayweather Pacquiao. We're going to Anthony in Cincinnati. Talk to us.
All right. I'm down here at around the home and keep one time Thurman. Pay-per-view buys. I'm going to call it a lot for MMA, 4-5 plus boxing that missed Mayweather. 7.5.
All right, 7.5. Ant, thanks for calling in. We're going Sam in Norwalk, Connecticut again. How many pay-per-view buys?
Hey, what's going on, man? I'm going with 3.5 pay-per-view buys, and I thought maybe it was by knockout.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, brother. We're going out to, it looks like, Connecticut again. 856-448. 856-448. First-time caller? All right. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you subscribe to the channel. This was a spontaneous show, and we're going to be having an immediate reaction as soon as this Mayweather-McGregor fight is over. As soon as Jim Gray gets in the ring and interviews both fighters, we will be here live to take your calls and voice your opinion.
Oh, man.
Voice your frustration. Will you be excited? Will the world be turned upside down and Conor McGregor be the new face of boxing? Or would Floyd show that he's only getting better like wine with age? We're going back out to these phone lines. We're going to the 225-369. 225-369. Go. First time caller?
Yeah.
Where are you calling from, my friend? What's your name?
My name's Al from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Al from Louisiana. 15 seconds. We need your pay-per-view prediction. How many buys?
Man, I think I think it's going to be about 8 mil. Pay-per-view buys.
Strong number, Al. I like that.
Man, Mayweather going to knock him out, man.
All right, brother. Well, let's see. Remember, we're back here for an immediate reaction, and you're going to want to say, I told you so, Ness. I'm Al from Louisiana. And I'm like, you know what? I remember you. You did say that. You know what I'm saying? We're going out to the 612-913. 612-913. First time caller?
Yes, sir. This is Shmoney from the swamps of Minnesota.
Shmoney?
I'm going to say,
with a name like Shmoney, I thought you was over here on the East Coast, baby.
Yeah. That's what they say. But,
yo,
I'm going with 7.5. Oh, boy.
7.5. All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in, Shmoney. We're going out to the 210. Looks like Texas, right? 210-688. 210-688. First time caller?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to talk? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Name, where you calling from?
San Antonio.
Yo, San Antonio, what's your name?
Yeah, Edgar.
Edgar, what's going on, brother? How many pay-per-view buys you think it does?
Oh, you know.
Yo, San Antonio, what's your name?
Omar.
Oh, man. Dropping the telephone over there, B. All right, Matt, we got, dozens, so. What are we going to do here?
I mean, we will be obviously on our media reaction show after the fight.
Just subscribe to the channel. We might be back with a last minute pick. Obviously, people are interested in their last minute pick. This was a pay-per-view predictions. Are you buying it? How many people are buying it? Leave your predictions. How many pay-per-view buys you think this one does? Put that in the comment section below. But we will be back. Stick around. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. It looks like the people want a last minute prediction, Matt. They didn't get to make their picks. They want to be able to have it on record. I don't know. If you subscribe, I don't know, Matt. I'm going to check right now how many subscribers we got. If we get to a certain amount, then I guess we'll come immediately back and we'll give them that last minute pick. Let's see. We're at 52,439. All right. We need that to be 53,000 and we'll be right back. We come back with 53,000 as long as we get about, you know, less than 600 more subs. And we'll be back with another
people watching right now. So less than half of you.
I know. There's 1,500. I got 1,500 on my end. So all you guys, all 500 of you got to do is subscribe. And then, boom, we're back with a last-minute prediction show for you and yours. And I'll give you my last-minute prediction on the pay-per-view buys. I'm going to stick with a firm 8. I think that might happen. A couple of these callers called in and gave me their prediction, strengthened it up for me, made me feel a little more confident about my pick. My name is Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. You can follow me on my Patreon vlog, all about fitness and boxing, on patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice, and plus a bunch of other content there that you can get from The Boxing Voice. All our hosts, we have Overtime and other podcasts there, Untitled as well. But Doomsday, let them know where they can find you.
You can catch me on IG. That's Alex_Doomsday_LAINEZ. And Facebook, Alexander Linez. Catch me on Twitter. I think it's Alex underscore TBV. I'm still, you know, barely new to that. So, but yeah.
Remember, 53,000, and we come right back with a live last-minute prediction show. So those subscribers scribing right here. Just hit that subscribe button right here.
And I am Matt the Hipster Hunter. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TBV on Instagram, my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radios on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. And my last-minute thought and prediction on the pay-per-view. We're seeing a cultural event. Soak it in. You can be bitter. Ride with it and have a good time. I'm choosing to have a good time, and this is going to be a great event regardless of the outcome, because it's so many eyes on the sport of boxing. So we got to be happy, we got to be positive about that, and we will be back shortly. Peace.
One thing's for sure, two things for certain. No matter what the outcome, we'll be here for an immediate reaction show immediately after both men get interviewed after that fight is over. So if you want to get it off your chest, you want to say, I told you, I told everybody at work Conor was going to win, this is the place to be. Skype is the place to call. Add Nestor Gibbs on Skype. That's N-E-S-T-O-R-G-I-B-B-S. If you want to call internationally, absolutely free. Or remember the number 1-425-569-5241. We're out.